Earlier this week at Pinnacle Country Club in Rogers, there were birds chirping, shuttle vans and golf carts whizzing by, and the faint sound of an electric saw could be heard in the distance. Yes, it's once again time for the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship presented by P&G. Organizers of the annual LPGA tournament estimate about 25,000 spectators will attend the event this week. But before golf enthusiasts can watch athletes take their first swing, there is a lot of work that has to be done to prepare for the tournament. David Shoemaker was hired as the tournament director during the first competition in 2007 and has held the position ever since.
I'm the tournament director, so I'm responsible for managing the tournament staff and really everything operationally that goes into building the tournament, whether that's structures, transportation. We have 700 volunteers that are out here during the week, all doing various jobs that help make the tournament possible. And then on the other end of that, we've also got to raise the revenue to pay for the tournament. So there's a big sales and marketing aspect in order to get people to buy sponsorship, tickets, and all the things that financially make the tournament possible.
So you're kind of the guy.
I'm a guy here. There's quite a few of us, but we've got a good team here of people in various roles. So we've got people that manage the volunteer program, people that manage all the operational and logistical pieces, people that manage the sales support, and really it's just kind of overseeing all of those aspects and giving those people the tools to do their individual jobs that make the tournament possible.
Shoemaker says he'll have to sleep fast this week while working on the tournament. Shoemaker works for Octagon Global Events, a division of Octagon, the world's largest sports and entertainment representation and marketing agency. The organization has an office in Northwest Arkansas with a staff of 7, but people from Octagon's offices across the country will head to Rogers to help with the event, so there will be closer to 20 employees in town this week. Shoemaker explains that each stop on the tour has a local tournament staff to handle things that are unique to that location, such as transportation and catering. However, there are certain things that the LPGA handles every week at each stop.
The LPGA supplies all the rules officials that are out on the golf course. They supply media staff that kind of coordinate with our media staff. They contract with the Golf Channel and help with the television production of the event. And then they've got other roles, player services, business affairs. So the LPGA will have a staff of probably 10 to 12 here this week as well.
With all of the preparation for such a large week-long event, surely this has become a year-round job for some people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely for all of us. People say, when do you start planning the next one? And the answer is probably a month ago. So I'm riding around all week, with our staff going, next year we could look at doing this differently. So we're already planning for 2013 while 2012 is still going on.
If you're thinking to yourself that a year couldn't have passed since the last Northwest Arkansas Championship, you're right. It hasn't. Last year's tournament wrapped up in September. The 2012 event has been moved to the last week in June because of the Summer Olympics in London. Tournament director David Shoemaker explains the date change has resulted in a tight turnaround for securing sponsorships, which he says you must do before potential sponsors have to turn in their annual budgets. He also says you have to have sponsored secured before you can see what you can do with next year's tournament. As the tournament chairman, Jay Allen helps spread the word about the event and get sponsors.
You do have to have sponsors to fund an event like this, and there's a lot of work done to do that. We have probably 50 or more sponsors. We need 700 volunteers to put this event on, so recruiting them over the course of a year and training them, that takes a lot of time. Just what you see, the course getting set up, all the things that you have to build around the tournament. We have hospitality suites on 18. We have a party deck on 17. We have bleachers out there. There are concession stands. It takes a lot to put it on, and there's just work going on all the time.
And that work doesn't stop just because you're in the middle of an interview.
If you need to get that.
Can I get this?
Yeah, yes, please.
Steve? Good, thanks. I'm in the middle of an interview, but I saw you calling. Can you have a quick second to chat?
That's Congressman Steve Womack calling. Last year, he participated in a special 9/11 program on the 18th Green. Although there was special attention paid to service personnel in 2011, each year the tournament gives back to the community. This year, tournament officials expect to give about $400,000 to local charities. With so many different aspects to this event, delegation is key.
There's so many moving parts that you really no one person can do even come close to doing everything. So that's why you do need a good base of volunteers who can almost supervise themselves. They know how to do it, all the on-course stuff going on. But there are a few people that are kind of watching everything, but nobody can do it all.
Another person who helps coordinate this event is volunteer chairman Jim Taylor.
We have two general chairmen, Kim Ellis and myself, and my responsibility is everything that's on the course and has to do with the golf. Her responsibility is everything that has to do with player services, volunteer services, transportation, and so I take care of the golf. She takes care of everything else. And so we coordinate with all the other volunteer chairmen and vice chairs. We interact with with all the volunteers. This week we're under a heat advisory, so I have a huge ice chest strapped to the back of my golf cart, and I'm making sure that everyone's hydrated. And there's no really specific job duties. It's just whatever needs to be done.
In the past, Taylor has volunteered in a variety of capacities, including Caddy Master, which is one of the many available volunteer positions.
We have people that help with food. We have volunteers that do nothing but help manage the golf cart fleet that's here this week. We have volunteers that do nothing but make sure that there's water and beverages and ice on the golf course. We have volunteers that take care of player services. That's where anything that the players need in their locker room or while they're here, if they get a special need, we make sure that that gets taken care of. We have volunteers on the range. We have the driving range volunteers get here about 5:10 to 5:15 in the morning. And the players are hitting balls out there under floodlights. We bring in temporary lighting. And those guys may not leave until 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, but they're back here at 5 o'clock the next morning. They're the first ones here and the last ones to leave. We have people that do scoring, take care of all the scoreboards. They're here a little later in the week. But it is unbelievable how many volunteers it takes to put an event like this on. 700.
This year, those volunteers range in age from 16 to 83 years old. Taylor says several are return participants, and there is some amount of training involved for volunteers, depending on their designated position. Some people who have helped out year after year include local residents who host players in their homes while the athletes are in town. Taylor says the easiest way for someone to become a volunteer is by visiting the tournament's website.
There's several different ways that you can become a volunteer. The main way is to just log online to NorthwestArkansasChampionship.com, and you can click on volunteer, and then you just fill out the form to show us what your interests are, what you would like to volunteer doing, your schedule when you would like to do it, and you can be a volunteer. And there's a small fee associated with it, but you get a lot in return. You get two great golf shirts, you get a cap, you get free meals while you're here, water, we take care of you, plus an appreciation party afterwards. But in addition to all that, you get to see some great golf. You're up close and personal with the players or with the caddies or just other volunteers or the fans.
The annual golf tournament involves hundreds of people, and without a doubt, some of the biggest contributors to the event are the volunteers.
I just can't say enough about the volunteers. They are what make the tournament. You can do all the planning you want. You can have everything put in place, but if you don't have someone to execute the plan, then it just won't happen. And they're the reason that it flows so smoothly and seamless. It seems like it's seamless.
More information is available at nwachampionship.com.